Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Good morning. Good morning and a happy Friday to everybody that's got their radios on. My name is Lillian Michael and I'll be doing the Friday call-in show with Alyssa Nadine Rogers. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's been such a beautiful 2 days.
Yes.
And a good day to go cranberry picking or berry picking or camping or something.
Harvesting the garden.
Uh-huh. I want to thank Sam Berlin for having been here last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's helped out so much, and I want to thank him and make sure that we acknowledge him.
Yep.
Anything of interest?
Well, since we have the second day of frost, people are starting to pull out their potatoes and cleaning out the garden and getting prepared for that. And
mm-hmm.
Looks like we have John Nick from Bethel.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, both of you. I don't know who you are, but I'm glad you're there.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Lillian, and this is Alyssa.
Hi, both of you ladies.
Hello.
I want to thank everyone. I just came from hunting at Russian Mission, and it was an adventure upon an adventure. And I want to thank all my hosts who hosted me like family. That's Joy Boy, my best friend, Joy Boy Krasnikov, and his family. And they treat me like family, which I love very much, and I love them all. You know, it's good to have a good guide and a good person who knows where the country is, and it's an adventure all the time. Plus, I saw other guys had tents there, and they looked like they had coal camp, no stove. Brr, they were hard-coring it out, and I was joking with Joe, but I said, boy, them guys got to hire a new guide, somebody who's going to keep us warm like you. He knew the country good, and I was fortunate enough to get a moose. And I want to thank Jim Guffey also for being a good friend of ours. And all my friends, they're a good blessing. And Vern Blevins for bringing over pals. This whole adventure has been a good blessing for all of us. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother, we worked on our meat together and got it all put away, cleaned our freezer. And just good to have everything done, you know, with food on the table now. And it was good. You had fun there. I want to tell everyone, I hope you all had a successful moose hunt. And please be safe. And it's getting cold now in that river and stuff. Always wear your life jacket when you're up there on the river, because it's so cold right now. If you happen to fall in, don't take long. You get hypothermia in that water from the shock. Always have a life preserver. And please don't drink and drive. And if people are going out on excursions a long ways, it's good to have two boats, maybe, or a radio or a cell phone in case an emergency comes up. And everyone have a safe day and have a good one there. Thank you very much to you ladies.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. You both have a good day, too.
You, too. Have a wonderful day.
You guys are good hosts. Okay. Thank you.
Everyone have a good, safe day.
Thank you.
I'd like to send a shout-out to my cousin, Joe Boy Kazevnikov, who he was talking about. Hello to everybody up in Russian Mission. And hello to everybody everywhere who's got their radios on. So if you got anything you want to talk about, go ahead and call. The phone numbers are 543-5985, which spells out KYUK, or 543-2756, or toll-free 1-800-995-8954, or you can email your questions to radio@kyuk.org.
All right, looks like we got John from Bethel. Welcome.
Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
It's about time I got into this line. I tried to call yesterday, and none of the lines got answered.
But
I want to talk about this alcohol epidemic. What do we do about epidemics around here? Do we put them under emergency? There should be some lawsuits pending against City of Bethel, you know that. This is an atrocity. It's almost like a dealership of heroin or cocaine or of any type of that nature of Oxycontin. You know, this is really bad. It's killing too many of our people, and our counterparts don't even care. All they do is just name us people, label us, because we are not responsible for drinking. How could a person be such responsible for drinking if he's addicted to it? What do we do about this addiction? What do we do about these atrocities brought against the people of southwestern Alaska? I already know that part is not being educated to us. Our children are not being taken care of by our people. We have no responsibility for our people. We have no leadership for our people. We need to start thinking about taking care of ourselves, our people. Our people need direction. They need education. And starting to pay for our insurance. I was in a classroom in them days in elementary. And our teachers are saying, we are here to provide you with health care as long as you live. Free health care. And it's not free. Yet they have to know that they are our guests yet. There are people that are still living here even before this state became a state and the city became a government. And they're so prejudiced against the other villages, although they are getting rich from the villages. Why doesn't City of Bethel announce how much it makes from its dealership of alcohol? How much it makes from its dealership of tobacco products? And those are my concerns for our people nowadays.
Thank you, John, for letting us
hear
what
you have to
say.
Okay, have a nice day, you guys. And, you know, all is not bad news, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these are the things that people should be concerned about. Responsibility of our children.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot run away from our children. After all, we lived that life already. And they're using it against you or whomever they live with for the rest of their lives. So thank you for KYK and you both for being there.
Welcome back.
Lillian.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a nice day there, new person.
You're very welcome.
<All right.
laughs> Thanks, John. A thing about the phone call, the phones here. When someone is on either one of the 543 numbers, when someone is on there, it will ring and ring and ring and ring and ring, and it will seem like we're not answering, but it's because someone is on the other line. As for the 800 number, it rings so many times and then cuts itself off. So if you get cut off like that, just redial. Mm-hmm. And please call in with your comments and your thoughts for today. There is an email from Jim Stewart, and I will read it the way he wrote it. It says, "The best decision the council did was to fire the city manager. Most candidates don't understand what an employee evaluation is for, and this is basic. An evaluation is when you can earn a raise or shown out the door. The council chose to fire the city manager based on his actions and conduct. My understanding is BMC, which I believe is Bethel Municipal Code, which is law, was broken by the city manager's actions. His answer to the mayor was, quote, 'I don't care about the BMC, unquote. The last council fired Lee Foley and spent over $100,000 in doing so. This was in terms of cash and employees' time when an outside attorney conducted an investigation. Who was on the council? Leaf and Mark Springer voted to spend that money. One reason Lee Foley was let go was because BMC was not followed. This council terminated Pete for the same reason. This was one of the reasons. As for the publicity of the evaluation, Pete chose to have the evaluation in open session, which is his right to do so. This was not the council's decision. Most of the candidates lack the basic reasoning behind the firing. I feel there are only two candidates worth voting for, Thor Williams and Fritz Charles. The candidates are basing their decision on emotion rather than logic. Other is Leaf and Mark Springer voted to have the water rates increased a couple of years ago. Those rates are ridiculous. Thanks in part to Leaf and Mark Springer. KYUK reported that Mark Springer had attendance issues a couple of years ago. There are six candidates running for four seats. It is not necessary to vote for all four. You can vote for one or two and leave the other two blank. I will write in myself and my best friend and Williams and Fritz. I didn't like Leary's answers about giving land to solve a problem. These types of ideas and thought process the city needs to avoid." And that was an email from Jim Stewart.
And you could email your comments to radio@kyuk.org. We have Mr. Robert Hoffman from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, ma'am. Yeah, I just want, there was a very important issue that is on its way and very near to the end, and it's the alcohol vote. I heard someone earlier complaining about leadership and the lack of leadership and the, you know, for the people. You know, I've attended a couple, two or three boards meetings recently, and I could assure you and assure the people that the leaders are all concerned. They're so concerned. They're trying to find avenues that they could solve the problem of alcohol here in Bethel. We've already discussed many ways of trying to solve the problem, and the problem is the vote of the people. There's many things that have happened in the past that may have gone wrong. The way the question of the vote on the ballot was placed, and the people that did not vote, them two issues are still being worked on and coming up soon. Number one issue, the way the issue, the vote is placed on the ballot. This year, it's to have no liquor. You have to vote yes. To have liquor, you will vote no. And I hope that people understand that, that the ballot seems to be confusing, and it really is. But this year, there's going to be many comments made about the ballot. This year, the ballot is opposite. Vote yes, no more liquor. I repeat, vote yes, no more liquor. Vote no, lots of liquor. And back to the comment about the leadership. The leaders here are really concerned for their people that have voted for them. I have been, like I said, I attended a 2 or 3 board meetings recently, and they're all struggling to help the people. I could assure you that. I have attended and witnessed that. The leaders that the people voted for are fighting so hard in their behalf. It's just confusing, and an explanation on how to do things and who should. Everyone that is here, working here and come from other places, transferred, should register and vote if they're willing to help our people. They've got to register and they've got to vote in order to help the problem of the region. Hey, that's all I got. Thank
you. Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks. Well, we got another email here, an announcement for Saturday, on the 28th, there's going to be a rabies clinic. And the World Rabies Day is next Saturday, which is September 28th. The YKHC Office of Environmental Health will be hosting an annual rabies clinic next Saturday. So all of those pet lovers, bring your animals out. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. and in the new YKCHSB parking lot. I'm guessing that's the new hospital.
The new hospital.
Dogs, cats, and ferrets can all be vaccinated at this event. It is free to all community members and those who want to bring their pets in. Many different wildlife in the Western Alaska can carry rabies, and vaccinating your pets is the only way to protect them from this deadly disease. So all you pet lovers, bring your animals in and let's get them vaccinated.
We appreciate, I come from Gwiklukin. We appreciate them coming out to do these rabies shots and spay and neuter. And we always can't wait until the next time. And now I do know the YKHC Office of Environmental Health does that. And now we know where to who to call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got lines are open. 543-5985 or 543-2756 and 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
And we have another caller, Gabe from Bethel. Good morning, Gabe.
Hey, good morning to you there. forgot your name already. I got a blank.
Atmak.
Good to talk to both of you and Nadine.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to Bethel, and good morning to the YK Delta.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear a lot of things about this alcohol issue aimed at Bethel residents or Bethel people. It's just the way the people voted, and I just heard a caller earlier mention something about this dilemma to alcohol, and there is an answer to that, and that has helped me, and I'd like to share that with everybody listening, that Jesus Christ, according to the gospel, is the answer to all the problems that everybody has, not only alcohol, also drugs, family issues, whatever situation everybody's going through. Jesus Christ is the answer, and it's found in John 3:16 that our Heavenly Father shared, and you, everybody has heard that John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the answer to everybody's dilemma, no matter what they're going through. I just urge everybody out there listening to give Jesus Christ a try. He's done that for me. And I found people ask me, why are you so happy? It's because of the joy of the Lord in my life. And I agree with some of the callers like Bobby Gaia Hoffman and that person that emailed, please register to vote. The ballot does sound complicated. We can get help from people to vote no, or rather to take care of this alcohol issue in Bethel. I know a lot of village people come here to Bethel to buy a lot of things, nothing against them. It's just people have their choices, you know, when they come here, and it's pretty sad that, you know, that I see everybody here in town sees that. So once again, to this dilemma with alcoholism and whatever issues everybody's going through, is to give Jesus Christ a try in their life. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Atmak, and thank you, Nadine. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks, Gabe, for calling in.
Call in with your comments or your thoughts. 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email it to radio at kyuk.org. I'm not used to saying the email part. Mm-hmm. And we have another caller, Wilson. Good morning from Bethel.
Yeah. Good morning there, happy people.
Hey.
It's such a beautiful day. I hope everyone takes advantage of the niceness and pick up this, that, and the other in their yard before it freezes down to the ground. One last ditch effort to clean your yard.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I think this warm weather is giving those people that were procrastinating time to get their water lines, outside water lines, any kind of dealings that have to do with freezing. You know, give them time now to correct it so they won't be frozen in January or February. So that's me. I have to redo my outside water line to my water tank, and that's what I'm going to be doing, if not tomorrow, Sunday. So just make yourself a little list of what to do and do it, you know. Like my mom says in that Wednesday program, you know, what you say you're going to do, like the night before you're planning your day, do it. So that way it's not waiting for you, and then, yeah, it doesn't bother you and stuff like that. Anyway, about the alcohol issue, you know, there's always going to be alcohol. But when it comes to voting, man, the way they explained it to me, I mean, I understood it over the radio, is if you vote yes to continue the restaurants continuing to serve alcohol, you know, beer and wine, if you vote yes, and that'll end up being the only place you can get alcohol. That's how I understand it. You know, the liquor store and the package store people will have 90 days to adhere to that restaurant-only beer and wine. That's how I understand it. But maybe somebody that fully understands can explain the vote, because it seemed like unknowing people, like sometimes I'm not really understanding what I'm voting. I'll vote the wrong way, and it'll go against what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So if someone votes and understands that vote as, no, we don't want alcohol in the restaurant, and they vote no, it's giving permission to the state to authorize the store, liquor store, and the package store to continue operating. That's how I understand it. So please, someone who knows, explain it in plain old you pick English, you know, so that you pick people can understand, because sometimes even I don't understand English, the way they're going to word the proposition, whatever it is about the restaurant. Vote yes to keep it only at liquor, at only at the restaurants. That's how I see it. Now I'll listen because it's important. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling, Wilson.
Thanks,
we greatly appreciate
it.
We got about 2 more minutes till the next break of the song, which we are going to go and get some refreshments and listen
coffee.
To some good music and some coffee, because mine's kind of empty. We have Tim from Bethel on the line. I apologize for the short time that you have, but I'd love for you to stay online with us. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, hello, this is Tim Griffcott. I live in Bethel, Alaska. I had a problem about employment service. How could I go to BNC Complex and apply for a job when I'm illiterate? I don't know how to work the computer. And then they get mad at me because I don't know how to work a computer. But I was telling you, the grief that I go through to find a job using those computers, and the employee management, it's just a terrible thing. It brings me more grief to my heart. I don't have no way to find a job, but I have to go through that resource, and it's just a terrible thing. And I look for work any way I can, and it's just, I think that more people could find jobs if there were better employees, because that means a lot to me, because it hurts me to my soul that I don't know how to work these computers. And then they get mad at me because I don't know how to use it. And then I got to apply online, and it's a terrible thing. So I do what I do to struggle to get along. But I need to find a way.
Hey, Tim, I apologize for the interruption, Tim.
Okay,
you're fine. Go ahead and please stay online. We've got 1 minute left till our break of our song.
I did say what I say.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, Tim.
All right, good day.
Yeah, good. All right. You have a good weekend.
Thank you, and KYUK 543-5985-50, and we're going to be going to our break. Thank you.
October
All right, thank you for having our break for a minute. And we're calling back. Again, our phone numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
And we already have two people on the line. First is Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. Good morning. Going to just let you know some things that are going on over here at the Cultural Center. Of course, Saturday is our Saturday market, and 8:30 the doors will open up for the vendors, the public from 10 to 2. Stop by, see what's new, have lunch, visit with all your friends you haven't seen in a while. It's a great place to do that. And then on Monday, September 23rd, the Bethel Council on the Arts will be doing the live performance of Che Appalachia. They're a group of four musicians. They are from Argentina.
Oh, wow.
Some of them. And the other are from the Appalachia Mountains. And so it's a combination of Argentinian bluegrass music.
Wow.
And it's really good. I've heard them before. The admission price is only $10. We're trying to keep that so that more folks can come.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your adult ID if you want adult drinks. There will be snacks and refreshments available for sale.
Oh, great.
So that's on Monday, Monday the 23rd.
Monday the 23rd. And what time was it again?
That concert starts at 7 p.m. here at the Cultural Center. They'll be doing outreach with the students over at Gladys Jung. Mm-hmm. Chris Carmichael is always a big proponent of live performance, and he's invited them to come perform at Gladys Jung on Monday afternoon. So they'll be doing that in the afternoon with the students.
That's great.
And then on the 26th, is the book club. The library asked me to make sure and mention that it starts at 6 p.m. And the book they're going to be talking about is Fighter with Velvet Gloves, In Velvet Gloves. And the author is going to be here.
Wow.
And who's the author?
The author is Annie Bouchever. I'm sure I butchered that. But she's going to be actually meeting people on the 27th at 5 p.m. If you want to read her book, there's some books available at the library. And today the library opens at 12 because I snuck out from our all-campus meeting to come talk to you guys. So that's on the 26th is the book club, and then the 27th you get to meet the author.
Where will the book club be held? At the library?
In the library, right, in the library. So head on over there and be a part of that group reading. And then the last thing I'm going to mention is the Kuskokwim Art Guild's annual Steel Salmon and Raven auction is coming up October 12th. I'm starting to get some steel salmon and ravens back, and they are gorgeous.
Wow.
So that dinner tickets are on sale at the gift shop here at the Cultural Center. They're $50 a piece, and it's a prime rib dinner with Chef George Bell as our chef this year.
So, Renee, how do you enter?
How do you get one of the steel salmon?
Or how do you enter a steelhead salmon?
Well, Shorty Salzburn, who is a huge patron in the arts for us, he cuts for me every year 10 ravens, 10 salmon. And then people who are interested in participating, they come see me, and I give them one, and I tell them how different possible ways they could do their artwork on it. And then they get it back to me, hopefully. If anybody's listening, I want them back by October 1st, please, so I can put them on display. And then we have the auction, and people come in and bid on them, and anybody can come to the auction. The auction opens up at 7. The dinner is the hour before at 6 p.m. If you're going to dinner, come then. If you're just coming for the auction, come at 7. Again, bring adult ID if you want to have some drinks. There will be, of course, desserts available and refreshments. But We have also lots of silent auction items, art items, that will be also being sold and auctioned off at that time. It'll be a silent auction. And we usually have about 50 wonderful different items that are almost always in somehow related to the arts or salmon or ravens, which is kind of our theme.
No.
So, and if anyone wants more information about that, they can call me here at the Cultural Center, and my number is 543-4538, and I can talk to them about any of these upcoming events.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. One more thing, Renee. Is there going to be a Saturday market?
Yes, the Saturday market is this Saturday on the 21st, and it'll be open to the public from 10 to 2.
Great. Good. 10 to 2. And how much is it a table, and what time do we have to be there to set up?
8:30. If you're a vendor, you should come about 8:30, 9 o'clock if you want to make sure you get a table. The bigger tables are $15. The smaller tables are $10. And it's first come, first serve. I don't take reservations.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thanks, Renee.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Yvonne from Bethel. He's been...
Lori. Hi, Lori's there you are. Hey. Welcome to Lori.
Hi, everyone.
Good. Thank you for coming in. I'm glad you're able to make it.
Thanks for calling me over. I guess there's some questions about the local option questions that are presented on the ballot.
If you can go through each and let us know what a yes vote means and what a no vote means.
Okay, first let me start off by saying that all of this information is available on the city's website. We do have audio translations available for all the proposition questions as well. So I'll try to summarize as best I can, but there's a lot of information here. So Proposition 1 is a question which, if someone were to vote yes on, the city of Bethel, the community of Bethel, would move into a local option, which would allow for the sales of alcohol, beer and wine only at a restaurant or eating place license. Mm-hmm. So it would prohibit any other type of license to be issued within the community of Bethel. This is often referred to as a DAMP option. Mm-hmm. So we're opting back into a DAMP status if you vote yes. If you vote no on the ballot proposition, we would stay in what often is called a wet status, allowing for all types of liquor licenses to be issued or considered here in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have questions on that one so far?
Not for me.
Okay. So Proposition 2 is linked to Proposition 1, and if we opt into local option, so if the majority of the people voting at the election vote yes on Proposition 1 and we move back into a DAMP status, a conviction of someone who provides alcohol to a minor would fall under a Class C felony. This proposition question, if you vote yes, it would reduce that conviction from a Class C felony to a misdemeanor charge. So if somebody provides alcohol to a minor under local option, if you vote yes on number 2, then that means that that would be reduced to a misdemeanor as opposed to a felony conviction. And, Grady's like speaking to the microphone. Sorry, Proposition 3 is a local option on marijuana. So if somebody votes yes on this, it would prohibit any type of license to be issued for marijuana. So that would include stores, cultivation, manufacturing, and testing facilities, as well as others. And we have a summary of all of these propositions available on the city's website. They're also going to be on the ballot. But there's a lot of information here, and voters need to be prepared when they go to the polls, because they're going to feel the burn. They're going to feel the time constraints when they're sitting in the polling place. So,
Oh, great. So you said this is all on the website?
Yeah, we do have it available on the website. There's a quick link at the bottom of the city's website, which is www.cityofbethel.org. So if you scroll down under news and announcements, we've got a quick link to our election material. We do have an election day on October 1. We have absentee voting available right now. And we will have this published in the newspaper, and KYUK is providing election notices as well. But we do have audio translations available on the website available in my office. We'll have them available at the polls as well. So if you know of an elder that needs more information on the proposition questions and the candidates, have them go to the website, take them to the website and walk them through the audio ballots.
Hey, Lori, in regards to absentee voting, I saw, is there two deadlines for that?
Perhaps you're talking about the absentee by mail deadline.
Oh, yeah.
So that
yeah,
is,
okay.
We do need 10 days in advance of the election for us to get a ballot mailed out to people.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have absentee in person available Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 at the city clerk's office, mm-hmm. which I'm taking a break from right now. I need to rush back. But so that's available up until the 30th. And then again, the polls are open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. on October 1.
Will there be like bus rides like from before?
You know, I haven't spoken with the transportation director yet about that, but I have heard, and I don't know the details, but Cusco, I believe, is going to be providing rides to the polls mm-hmm. on Election Day, and it is typical for our transportation, our bus, to provide free rides mm-hmm. to the polls on Election
I'm
Day.
Sure, I'm sure there's elders out there who want to vote, but can't walk the distance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you're right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But thank you for stopping by and
oh my gosh,
explaining
it was my
all
pleasure.
That.
Yeah, thank you for calling me over. Have
okay.
a good day, everyone.
All right, thank you, Lori. Well, great. So glad to have more information. I didn't
yeah.
even know there was three exactly of them, understanding mm-hmm. them. So Proposition 1 means yes if you want local option and sale of alcohol to be damp.
Okay. We do have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, cousin. And
oh, good morning, cousin.
Melissa?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Yeah, kuyana to Lori and Bobby Gaya for clarifying again what we're going to vote on again.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since the liquor store opened, that's been our topic every Friday, and it's always on Monday and Thursday on the Yupik talk shows. And I like to tell the people this is not new. It's like rerun of the past. I lived here in Bethel all my life. And all these tragedies that came along with the liquor store and the bar. It's like rerun of the past. That's why our mom and dad closed it the first time. They got sick and tired of what's happening. What's happening now, it's like that's what happened then. Mm-hmm. And that they said enough is enough, and that's why they voted to close the liquor stores and the sale of liquor.
Mm.
But I'd like to remind you newcomers that came to Bethel and wondered why there's no liquor store, that's the answer to your why. Bethel can't have a liquor store, period. I've been saying this all along. And you see why. All the tragedies and my people passed out on the... You see them.
Mm.
And all the problems that come with it. But anyway, hell, the newcomers never even reopened it. Bring the alcohol or liquor issue back. But what's done is done. And too bad the voting options got to be worded like that. But just like Bobby Gaya said, it has to be opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll repeat, to say yes, that means you don't want a liquor store on the alcohol issue, on a local option. And on the marijuana issue, you got to say yes. So you could have no marijuana stores. It's the opposite. And I hope you vote like me, and I'm going to say yes on both of them. And for the peace to all, holy cow, we got four schools here in Bethel, and all them children, maybe all them children outnumber us. And you have the tragedies. I hope you keep an open mind on voting on these three issues anyway, but think of the children. Holy cow, they are don't need to see what I seen back then. And that was a bad time, and this ain't new, what you're seeing now. And hope you keep an open mind. For the elders, for the children, and peace itself. Good morning.
Good morning, Ivan. We do have this anonymous note that was brought in earlier. I will read it the way it was written. Someone dropped it off this morning. And it says, I wish to thank KYUK for sponsoring the candidate debate and explaining the ballot measures. All of them said they supported projects like Bethel Heights Water, improved roads, etc. All of that takes money either from tax revenue or grants, and they all took the fifth when it came to the ballot measures that would get rid of or prevent taxes. He has two topics. The first one is getting rid of the whiskey stores will not solve anything. It will just get rid of needed revenue, and people will just order or buy from bootleggers. If you get rid of the stores, at least figure a way to tax it like a central pickup point or another solution. And his other point is cannabis is already being sold in the YK Delta. It's estimated around 200 pounds or
yeah,
200 pounds per month at a street value of $15,000 per pound, which is millions of bucks. Common sense says that take the 15% tax and build a better community. Remember, cannabis is legal in Alaska. So whoever dropped that off, thank you for sharing your mind. If you have anything to say, please call 543-5985-2756 or 800-995-8954. And we do have a few email messages already. You can email your comments to radio@kyuk.org.
All right. Billy, can you please call back? Or I apologize that we had lost you there while we were been having some technical difficulties these past couple weeks, and we apologize, and we definitely would love you to call back. We have cross country this weekend. It is the Bethel Warriors cross country. 10 o'clock, you have 4th and 8th grade. 10:30 is 4th and 8th grade boys. And then 11 o'clock is high school girls. 11:45 is high school boys. Then 12:30 is going to be awards at the BRHS gym. The races will start in the BRHS student parking lot. Please park at ME or Gladys Jung. Remember, it's going to be Saturday, September 21st, starting at 10 o'clock.
Those are fun.
I know.
I went to go holler for two of my grandnieces the weekend before. And those bring me back to high school days when we used to do cross country. And those are exciting. And the kids appreciate that. The kids, whether they say it or not, they appreciate it because it makes them feel good when you're right there and cheering for them.
And gives them an extra boost to go that extra mile.
And then we have another message or another email. As a reminder, the third annual Chili Cook-Off sponsored by BFK9 will be on Saturday, September 28th. That's Saturday, September 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. If you want to enter a chili, please email Lily Reader. It's spelled LILLIEREDER at gmail.com before September 21st. September 21st is tomorrow. The categories are wild game chili, traditional chili, hottest chili, most unique ingredient, vegetarian chili, and some others. There will be prizes for winners and a judging panel. All proceeds go to BFK9, $20 at the door for adults and $10 for children. All the chili you can eat. If you have any questions, call Lily Reader or Teresa Quinner. I hope I didn't mess up your name, but thank you for letting us know.
All right, we have Bumble from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you for having me. I just want to know when the YKAC is going to have the vaccination for pets. I'll hang up and listen.
Vaccination for pets is going to be, I believe, Saturday,
28th
at, I believe it's 11 o'clock to
right here.
2 p.m. And it's going to be in the new YKHC parking lot. It's going to be YKHC Office of Environmental Health will be hosting the annual rabies clinic. So again, it's Saturday the 28th from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. in the new YK parking lot. Oh, it's a correction. It's going to be
new YK.
Yeah, the
new YK. And as I've just learned, September 28th is World Rabies Day.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was World Rabies Day, but 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the new YK parking lot.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing that back up, because it's very important that we get all of our animals and our beloved animals vaccinated. All right, Tom, we have you from Chilista. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning,
Tom. How are you two doing?
Good.
Good. Well, it's great to hear TalkLine going. Thank you for hosting. I just wanted to call and give a couple updates. For the last month, we've been letting shareholders know that Friday, September 13th, so a week ago, was the deadline for the next enrollment. And I'm happy to report that when we issue the new shares, we'll have 1,600 more shareholders.
Wow.
So that means the total number of shareholders will be over 31,000. So we're going to have lots of shareholders to welcome to Chilista.
Oh, wow.
So Kleana, to everyone that contacted us and submitted their forms online, mm-hmm. we got lots of applications just leading right up to the deadline last Friday. So Kleana, to everyone, if you're a new shareholder, stay tuned. If we have your email address, we'll be sending out an email with your shareholder information. If we don't have your email address, then we'll be mailing a small packet probably within the next 2 weeks.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
All right. That's it. Any questions?
Is enrollment ongoing?
Yeah. Yeah. The way shareholders approve the resolution, there's no deadline. What happens is, because it's a very detailed process, but we can only issue shares 2, maybe 3 times each year. This was the third time we issued shares this year.
Mm-hmm. And when the younger people or whoever it becomes a new shareholder, can they expect a check right away, or is there like a waiting period?
Well, they are new shareholders basically now. So if the board approves a distribution for November, then they would qualify for that. Mm. So everybody would share in that November distribution if the board approves.
Okay.
Yeah, I know there have been lots of people commenting on Facebook. They said, hey, I see something from Chilista in my direct deposit. It says $0.00. That's basically a test. Every now and then, we'll do all of our direct deposit applications. We'll ask the banks to verify to make sure those accounts are still active. And that's what people are seeing. That's just a test.
Okay.
But that was a good question, Kleana. Anything else?
Unless you have anything to add.
What about callers? Callers, go ahead and call in KYUK 5985 543-2756 and ask for questions for Tom.
Yeah, or anyone from Chilista. All right. Well, all the latest news, visit our Facebook page at Chilista Corporation or our website, ChilistaCorp.com.
Okay. Kleana, Tom.
Thank you. So I just wanted to say thank you to Tom Wood, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and AVCP, Mr. Street, for putting on a BIA history story time yesterday.
No.
It was at 5 o'clock yesterday, and if you have interest in telling your history and your side of the BIA site, you can call Tom Woods at 503-948-7280. Right now, they're currently doing a BIA update on the site, and going through the process of remediating and mitigating that site.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to tear down
the buildings? Yes, they're going to tear down the buildings. Ah. They're going to start putting up fencing and making sure that the contaminated, the worst parts of the area are going to be in control. So they can try to avoid people going into the most worst parts of that place. Mm-hmm.
Do you know if they're going to rebuild?
After it's cleaned up and it's going to be going to YKHC.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so if you guys have stories or want to talk about the history of BIA, your comments and everything are greatly appreciated. Another note, we have ONC's Natural Resource Committee meeting discussing local environmental issues on September 20th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., which is tonight. And it's going to be all environmental issues around Bethel area and anything we could think of in strategies to start making our land a little more improvements here and there where mm-hmm. we can.
And that will be at the ONC Multicultural?
I believe so.
At the ONC, at the old bingo hall, what I call the old bingo hall. And the city of Napaquiac will be having fiddle dancing tonight from 7 to 1 a.m. and tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then they're going to have their belated 4th of July games.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the weather, if the weather's good, they're going to have it outside. If it's bad, they're going to have it inside the school gym.
Mm.
Those are always fun.
I know. I haven't gone to fiddling in quite a while, and I sure love to dance.
It's fun. Once you learn the steps, you're in it for good.
Well, I need to go and get some fresh coffee. My
Me
cup's
too.
Down. And how about you?
I left my coffee out there.
Oh.
I need to go get it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. It's 543-5985, 543-2756. Or you can call 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. We have callers that are calling in. And we would like you to stay tuned with us because we'll be right back.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
October 1, 1993. 1-866-954-8683.
Send your friends and family a special message on their special day. Tune in and call in to the birthday line every weekday from 3:30 to 4 p.m.
Hi, this is Norman Jeff from Bethel Search and Rescue. If you get lost while traveling in a storm, make your shelter by your snow machine and do not panic. It is important to stay put. You're listening to KYK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Welcome back to KYUK, to Radio Talk Line. We greatly appreciate everyone calling in today on this beautiful Friday. The call-in lines are 543-5985 or 543-2756, or you can call 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we want to ask a thank you, Willie, for holding on while we were in our break. From Quinahawk, calling in, Mr. Willie Keppel. Welcome to Talkline.
Oh, thank you. I was just watching huge flocks of geese fly over about a half mile in the air. They're really moving again today.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, the problem is they're going the wrong direction. Unless you really like snow machines, which I do, so I guess it's okay by me. But anyway, I wanted to weigh in here, having been through the battles on alcohol for, I don't know, 27 years in Bethel, I guess. And I'm sitting here taking a look at this study that we get these people come out here, and they release a study that's not even completed. They didn't bother to break down whether it's homebrew or the real deal that you pay taxes on. They included all the way upriver, mm-hmm. which has Antioch, Russian Mission, or Holy Cross. They're damp. You can order what you want into those places. They can go clear down to Ammonic. That's damp, which is, you know, Hooper Bay area, that area. All that booze can come from all these directions, and yet they're putting, because they don't live out here, they don't have a clue. They're putting all this alcohol problem directly on Bethel. And I'm going, holy cow. Hmm. You know, I look at it, since it wasn't finished, as nothing but a political maneuver to try to swing people to vote to go back to damp. Well, that brings up several problems. First, where are you going to get your tax monies? Bethel does not have a legal way to open up another business in Anchorage's financial books to see if they're actually collecting a tax or paying a tax. And are they sending the amount they say they are, when legally we can't force them to collect a tax? So the rumor I hear, and I'll say rumor again, but it makes sense because I haven't heard the main proponents of the swimming pool and the ones that want this brand new gymnasium get excited about, oh, if we lose all this tax money, where's the almost $2 million they have appropriated this year for the swimming pool going to come from? Well, the rumor is they're going to set, as soon as we go to local option, you will no longer be able to go pick your beer up at the airport from the airlines you had fly it in. You will go to a collection point, a city collection point, where the city can force you to open your box, show your receipt, and they can collect their tax. Well, there you go. That's how they're going to collect their money that they're forcing you to go and buy in Anchorage. And I'm going, now they've got Amazon collecting tax. You know, that's a nationwide deal. But are they going to start adding groceries, appliances, everything else that comes through the airlines to fund this new, you heard three young ladies tell you, oh, we got to have a gymnasium. Where are they going to get the money for all that? They have to build a bigger tax base. Because I can just about guarantee you $2 million pretty well taps out more than what the alcohol is going to make in the first place. But they're going to have to recover taxes somehow. There's something nasty in the plan going on. The other half of it is when you order, just like this is why we voted out before. You put your order in, and if you order the max amount of beer and only two bottles of R&R, the second you hit max anywhere, it automatically has to go to the state troopers, which file it. Your order is already going to be on file. Is there anybody out here that hasn't been hacked off of Facebook or something else? You really want your public your private information sitting on a computer that doesn't need to be? Not me. They're trying to convince you that if it goes to local option, that guys like me living in Quinnahawk can't order. You know, we won't be able to come into town. Guys from, you know, upriver villages won't be able to come there and just go get access to easy booze. Nothing's further from the truth. Living in Quinnahawk, I can send a copy of my driver's license. It has no red stripes. Send it in to the three liquor stores that basically handle the orders, and they will ship my order right to Bethel, where I can pick it up. I can put it in my boat. I can put it on my snow machine. Or I can go pick that order up, climb in a cab, and go to a friend's house. Nothing has resolved itself, except the fact that there's a whole lot of hassle. And what's this hassle for? Well, it's because when you listen to Councilman Leif Albertson on there, how long and hard did they fight to try to block legitimate business from having a liquor license? They wanted us to all go back to having a city-owned liquor store. Well, in 2 years, once everybody is mad again at the system, well, then 2 years, it's going to be 2 years, no matter what happens with this vote, 2 years before we're going to see another alcohol issue on the ballot. That's the law. So 2 years from now, they're going to try to get the whole nine yards under city control. The city wants to own it. That's long and short. They need as much as they can to put up all their little playground services. You know, I'm just going, holy cow. We're all big people. People have to take their own responsibilities in their own hands. There is no reason when we are at 7,000 in Bethel and fixing to grow with that new hospital, with everything else that's fixing to happen, this place keeps growing. And the population that's coming in, they're going, hey, wait a minute. Why are we getting treated like little kids? It's right back to that point again. But there's a whole lot more that's in the undercurrent that people aren't reading between the lines and seeing. Get ready, because you're going to be paying another city employee creating positions just to go out here and check your alcohol through so they can collect taxes. Get ready to start paying on your refrigerators, your groceries, everything else you go to town and shop for. That's the ultimate goal. They need all the money they can for all their silly little playground services. And that's the way I look at it, you know. Enough is enough. We're all adults. We don't need people from Anchorage coming out here lying to us about how bad it is when they don't have a clue. Quinnahawk doesn't have a problem with bottles. It has a problem with homebrew. Same as Shevac, Kipnuk, Asmusluk, you name it. Their problems are the homebrew specialists that live in the village. And the villages can clean that up if they want to. But so far, in 30 years, I've never, over 30 years out here, I've never really seen them clean up the homebrewers. And if you think I'm crazy, show me the last time you saw anybody in Bethel Court actually convicted of felony alcohol manufacture. You don't see it. Never happens. Why not? That's because villages like alcohol. Plain and simple. So that's what I have. Vote no. We don't need anybody holding our hands. We're all adults.
All right, Willie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Willie.
Bye.
See ya.
Well, we got Bethel Cross Country this weekend.
Yeah. It starts at 10 a.m. and all races will start at the at the parking lot, at the BRHS student parking lot. And it says to please park at ME or the Gladys Jung Elementary. That will be tomorrow. So if you have anyone in or any family in the 4th to 8th grade, girls or boys, and high school girls or boys, and at 12:30, like they did before, like I saw before, they hand out the awards at the, it was outside the last time I saw it, but this one will be at the BRHS gym. And those are fun to watch. They get you excited, just as excited as the runners themselves.
Well, let's go and support our Bethel Warriors cross country this week.
Yeah.
Being a part of it always is enthusiasm. Makes them want to do better and go that extra mile.
Yeah, especially when they see that you're there, the family's there. That makes them want to run faster, or you can see it on their faces. But that will be tomorrow, starting at 10. And if you have any comments or thoughts or anything, please call 543-5985, 543-2756, or 800-995-8954. Or you can email them, email your comments to radio@kyuk.org.
Great, thank you. We have Ruth, welcome, from Bethel.
Good morning,
yes.
Ruth.
I'm for voting yes, for alcohol and marijuana, voting yes. And the sports stuff for children is not silly. It is not silly. We need more of those. I'm willing to hold a concert, gospel concert, to raise money for the sports for Bethel, Alaska. If someone could set it up, my sister and I and a few band members, we are willing to have fundraising for Bethel youth free. And they can donate as much as they want. I want to start it. Please set it up somebody, somewhere, where we can use it for free. Thank you. You can contact me. KYUK knows my number. Thank you.
Brianna Ruth.
Wow, that's such an inspiration to have a gospel, maybe another gospel singspiration fundraiser for the Bethel youth in their sports. That's great. Thank you so much, Ruth. We have Howard from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello. Hi. Nice morning, huh?
Very good morning.
Yeah. Megan, real quick, my wife was asking, what's Atmak's last name?
Michael.
Michael, that's right, because I remember our father, Michael.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yes.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Yes. Oh, anyway, a lot of people are always worried about other people's business, you know, and it's hard to hard to get across to them that we all have to rely on ourselves to make certain decisions that keep us alive and or else keep us safe, you know. A lot of people overindulge in public, and you know, there's no place to bring them here because there's no place to reminisce with other people that want to indulge in this spirit, you know. Everybody wants to just sell the bottle and not try to teach anybody anything. We don't have anybody that's learned so far anything that happened years back. And how do you get there? Do you go and shut down, go on probation, and then you go right back to the same old old thing where bootlegging homebrew and buying store-bought stuff that people spray into a jar and drink. I mean, you know, and even cigarettes. How do you stop all this stuff? You know, how do you stop pot? How do you stop the drugs? You got to teach these people that don't know how to control themselves or have control of themselves to say no or yes, you know, whatever were their choices, you know. And, you know, I think that was one of the things about religions is that they took it out of context that religion is against liquor. They're not. They made priests that made beer years back because it remembers when I had a hard day cleaning the fields, you know. So, and you know, plus you got your own kind of people that would give you a hard time too, you know. But really, I'd like to see the people that have this thing against liquor stores and stuff like that. It's not the people. It's how we want it. We want it to be voted. We wanted them to honor our vote for having that liquor store. When it wasn't to entice the young people from the villages to come to Bethel and get drunk on. It was because we wanted that for our streets, our safety, places where the kids could walk, and police protection for these kids, you know? And a lot of these villages, they don't have that. And how could they come and talk about Bethel so much and they don't even have that protection for their kids in the villages? And there's so many kids that that need the help that nobody's giving it to them. Not even their relations are not even helping them that much, you know? But really, we need to really be really honest with ourselves, with yourself and myself, and say, you know, vote, but vote with your heart, not because somebody else has been crying for years about the drinking problem, and he had the drinking problem himself, you know, and that's why he quit, because he went to jail, you know. He was abusive to his wife and kids when he was drunk. Because he didn't learn how to be responsible for his action, his choice. So that's all I wanted to say. And I want you guys to have a good weekend. I hope everybody's safe out hunting. And really think about it, okay? Bye.
Well, thanks for calling. And we have Billy from Bethel. Thanks for calling back. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, any new sightings of Bigfoot?
Nee.
From all them moose hunters and berry pickers? All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we haven't had any phone calls on it yet.
That would be interesting. Because, like, during the Iditarod or these long dog races, sometimes these mushers have hallucinations or I don't know if they're hallucinations or real.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the moose hunters go through the same thing.
Yeah.
Or the duck hunters who stay up all night, you know, hunting all night. And I wonder if they. I wonder if they do that.
Yep.
We are shortly. We're going to wrap up the call-in show shortly. So if you have not called and have something on your mind, please call 543-5985, 543-2756, or 800-995-8954, or email your comments to KYUK at K... radio at KYUK.org.
Miss Kathy Hansen, welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Kathy.
Thank you. I haven't been listening this morning, so I apologize if I'm repeating something that people have already talked about, but we have our election coming up October 1st, and I have a few comments about that. Number one, Cusco Cab once again is offering free cab rides to and from the polls for anybody.
Great.
Free cab rides if you're going to vote. All you have to do is call Cusco Cab at 543-2169 and say, I want to go vote. And they'll come and pick you up and take you to the polling place and then take you home.
Good.
Oh, great.
So that's sponsored by Cusco Cab, of course.
Good.
The other thing I want to say, there are several issues on the ballot, and of course, the city council elections and advisory school board and all of that. And then there's those propositions. Mm-hmm. I'm urging all voters to vote in favor of Proposition 1. Vote yes. It would close the liquor store. It would leave the restaurants able to sell beer and wine. And for those of us who want to drink alcohol, we can order it from Anchorage as we have done in the past. If we vote yes and go back to local option, then those city, those liquor stores in Anchorage can collect our city sales tax for us and give it to the city. As it is now, if you order alcohol from Anchorage, the city does not get any city sales tax on it. The other thing I want to say about that is if you feel like, oh, gee, this isn't much of a problem, you need to get up to date on the news, the facts and figures from the 2 years that the full liquor store was open. Our public safety numbers skyrocketed and outstripped our city's ability to respond. Also, we have done terrible, terrible damage to our neighbors and friends and family in the villages. They have no money and no capability to cope with our open liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
And it has spread devastation through our community. If you don't, if you're not aware of that, then I suggest between now and October 1, go down to the seawall some evening and take a little walk, and you will be aghast at what you see. So we have 490 new voters in Bethel this year, newly registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
I urge all of you new 490 people and all the voters of Bethel to turn out. If we all voted, we can control our future. If we don't vote, then we get what somebody else decided for us.
Thank you, Kathy.
Call Cusco Cab and get your ride.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. Greatly appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, okay. Kathy. And then now we have, in the few minutes we have left, we have Cesari from Bethel. Good morning, Cesari.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have short memory. We haven't, I'll give you a pure example, what was no liquor store. We have him on 7th Avenue. Two people die due to when we have no liquor store. Born out today. I was one of those to catch the cure. On 6th Avenue, there was murder with the rip. Across from the post office, there was torture with murder.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was shot by my shop and hit my building over there. Another cab driver was shot in Napakiak, and there was no liquor store. What the heck is he talking about right now? Because some alcoholists don't work no place. They've always been in there. There was no liquor stores, and we have
bigger problem now if somebody writes the down to even default himself, now not shoot somebody. Another thing, if I get alcohol ordered to my house, my teenager kids, my neighbor teenager, I you know, order one bottle, you order few bottles, one case, whatever, two cases beer, that is exposed to the everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have to hiding myself in the house. It's ridiculous. If I want one bottle drink, I go. That is
That
is freedom of the choice. That is democracy. You get your own choice, your responsibility. Not just blame somebody because his hands full, drugs, what they're messing up, and not control themselves. I'm tired of this changing the diapers. We have to get on hand the responsibility and get the law respected. That's what I vote no for the proposition one defended your freedom of choice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling, Zari. And we are just about out of time. Remember, there's the cross-country thingy tomorrow at 10, and it starts at the BRHS, at the parking lot up there. Wherever you see a group of people, a crowd of people, just go there. It's lots of fun. And then there's the Saturday market, that's tomorrow. And on Monday, I believe there's a concert and I forgot the other stuff. And then there's that the September 28 rabies thing.
Yeah. Well, we just want to say thank you to everyone who had called in. It was a great show this afternoon.
It was chock full of information.
Pouring in.
Well, yeah.
It's always great to hear from the public and our people and everybody that loves to live here.
Mm-hmm. And feel free to call it. Think of some stuff to bring up next Friday, and this was good for me. I haven't done this in a while, and well, I did do the translation work for City Council, but I haven't done talk show in a long time.
All right, well,
thank you all for calling.
Yeah,
and thank you, Alyssa.
You're very welcome. You guys have a great and wonderful weekend.